Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to the program, Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for this hour, Angelina Diana, proud volunteer and certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. I want to welcome you to the program this evening, and we have a great show lined up for you. Originally, some of you might have heard that Kim Russo was going to be with us. Unfortunately, there was a scheduling conflict, and fortunately for us, I'm sure we'll have Kim on another show in the future, but we will be having Catherine Nadal with us, who is a certified medium, and she has some wonderful insight for you in this hour. We'll be taking your questions and connecting to spirit. Keep in mind maybe some questions that might be involving interpretation of symbols and signs and even dream visits and dream interpretation. It's really an interesting topic. I think being a medium myself and having the honor of interviewing the mediums from the Forever Family Foundation certified medium list, there's a common thread with all the mediums about meditation, but even if you take it a step further and think about the different ways to meditate, from daydreaming and even night dreaming, you know, taking a moment to connect with your loved ones when you sleep is a very common theme with, I'd say, all the mediums that I've had the honor of interviewing. And I know Catherine has some beautiful insight into that. So if you have some questions and some curiosities, pretty soon we'll be bringing Catherine on and we can pick her brain and her heart about mediumship and also connecting with your spirit loved ones on the other side as well. So we'll have a very interesting hour lined up for you. If you have some questions for me, you can email me at info@angelinadiana.com. We'll take your questions as well. This is an informative hour, and we really appreciate you listening and also appreciate you bringing this program to everyone, because it's because of you we're able to do that. We're able to bring this radio program to you because the Forever Family Foundation is a not-for-profit organization. No one gets paid. We work really hard to be sure that the information that we can bring to you on survival of consciousness and connecting to your loved ones and bringing you certified mediums is authentic and real and informative. And thank you for allowing me to have this hour with you because of your support. And if you'd like to find different ways to support the Forever Family Foundation, I encourage you to go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and see all the wonderful ways that you can contribute, whether it's a dollar donation, whether it's shopping on the internet. You can actually shop the way you normally do, but support the foundation. Incredible ways to do that if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Now, before we actually begin with Catherine, I want to tell you about some of the exciting events, again, brought to you as a not-for-profit. The volunteers work very hard to make this happen every year. And it's hard to believe, but we're actually up to the 7th original annual Afterlife Conference brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, 7 years in a row and going strong. And this year it's going to be November 8th and 10th with a little bit of a twist. There's going to be some added events. If you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll see all the details. But just to give you a basic summary, it's going to be in San Diego this year, beautiful San Diego. It's starting Friday night with a banquet, dinner fundraiser Friday night. It's an optional event. It is separate because it is a fundraiser, but Kim Rousseau will be the medium that evening, and it does help us bring you wonderful events throughout the year. So it is separate, but it is part of it. If you'd like to be a part of that, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Also, the beginning of the conference begins Saturday and ends Sunday evening. It begins 8:30 till 5:30 on Saturday and Sunday, November 9th and 10th. And then we have another optional day that you can do, which is really very exciting. It's the first time they're doing it. It's called Medium Monday Breakfast Workshop. And the neat thing about this is it'll be a breakfast that you could spend with mediums. I feel fortunate to be working with Janet Mayer. I'll be there as well. And we'll be spending the morning bringing up the topic of mediums and connection. And it's really a very interesting, I guess you could call it a class. It's a connection class, let's put it that way. But really an insightful look into what is a medium and is someone a medium overnight and the ethics of it and really connecting with like-minded people. So if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll find more information on that. There's also hotel information. There's even a group discount right there because, again, being a not-for-profit, we have some great volunteers that work really hard to not only bring you great programs but also make it affordable. And remember, too, that the Forever Family Foundation, I think, really has this down to a science, no pun intended, but they really do, to bring you the 7th original annual Afterlife Conference. They've worked really hard to make sure it is complete and wonderful, so we certainly hope we can see you there. Again, if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll see all the other wonderful events we have from holidays past. I think we're going to be in three to four different places this year where a medium will be doing spirit communication for 3 hours. There's even the holiday past raffle, which you can get involved in. We have the mediums volunteer their time and also free readings where you have a chance to win a free reading. So you can check that out too as well. So foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All the information you need to learn about the foundation, but also to be a part of it too. As a not-for-profit, we really appreciate your participation in that. So this hour, again, as I said, we will be bringing on Catherine Nadal, and we'll be talking about different things from symbols to understanding how to connect in your dreams, really how to feel closer to your loved ones and understand the symbols that they send to you from a medium's perspective. Also get your questions ready. And of course, we're also open to communicating with spirit in this hour as well too. So what we're going to do now is take a short break. And when we come back, we'll bring on Catherine Nadal and we'll take your questions and communicate with your loved ones. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We'll be back shortly.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANS-C. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located at the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for this hour, Angelina Diana, and it is my pleasure to welcome our guest medium for this hour, Catherine Nadal, to the program. Good evening, Catherine.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on, Angelina.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and especially on short notice. I really appreciate you being and volunteering your time for the Forever Family Foundation. It really means a lot.
Well, thank you.
Now, I know that your expertise, you have many, but your expertise, and I think the energy that I really feel from you is your need to want to share the symbols and the signs and the energy that the other side sends all of us. Do you want to give us a little insight and background to your motivation?
Yes. It's interesting because I've had awareness since I was a little girl. And a lot of people will describe this, but I can describe it from firsthand knowledge that I had to figure out all the symbols on my own. I didn't really have any mentors at a young age. A lot of the symbols and signs that I was receiving from spirit came from messages, but also from being clairvoyant and seeing symbols. And I had to make them mean something to me. And the more trust I had in the information that I was receiving, the more I realized what the messages were telling me. And that kind of morphed into having very, very vivid dreams. And this started early on in my childhood and kind of progressed. And throughout, like, the past recent years that I've been working with the public, I've been able to actually show people how symbols really do fit in our lives. Everyone is being shown signs and symbols throughout the day. I even speak about that in my book. But what really is helpful is that when we realize that the spirit is actually sending us symbols that actually have a true meaning to the person. And when I deliver messages, when I'm giving information that is actually unique to that individual, something that that person actually did in their life, or something that was actually a treasured item, that symbol actually means a tremendous tremendous amount of emotion because the family member or the friend that is connected with that loved one understands the importance that that was in their life. And it's very, you know, I have to stay completely open and not filter any information that I receive. I just have to pass it on because a lot of the times it doesn't make sense to me. I wouldn't know why they'd be showing me an item or telling me about an item that really has no reference in my own life. So the trust that I just give to spirit is it has to be complete because a lot of times I'm passing on information that is quite different than anything I've ever experienced. And I've done readings from people of many different cultures, and sometimes that is part of it, that I wouldn't understand something that happens in a culture. I wouldn't understand something that would have been done in a family. So I think as mediums, and you probably would agree with this, is that we have to have complete trust in the information we're receiving and just pass it on. But it's actually, and sometimes even in sending those messages, it's the symbols that are actually sometimes humorous to the family and actually, you know, a feeling of relief because they do have that confirmation that it is their family member that's coming through. And I've been shown unbelievable things. And it's actually interesting. But I do feel that when a family member passes on or a very close friend, that it is very difficult to, we're looking for that sign or we're looking for that dream or we're looking for that visitation and it's not happening right away or we're overanalyzing a situation. And it's difficult, I think, for people because they want that so badly. And just about a year ago, my cousin passed away and he was like a brother to me. And I actually said to him before he passed away, I said, you know, please come and visit me. And I mean, he knows I do this. And he's like, of course I will. But his visit came through a dream. And it was the quickest vision and the quickest visit. But I have that. And it's precious. And I think we experience things as mediums so that we can understand the same feeling and the same emotion that the people that we're working with have.
Right.
And it is frustrating sometimes when we're looking for something and we're not actually getting it in the time that we feel we might need it. And I think that is, you know, that is hard sometimes, you know, because, but I do believe just the other day I stepped in a store and this song that is, I have connected to my mother's passing came on. And it was kind of interesting because, something was happening, you know, where I was standing that was kind of connected to her. So I thought, wow, this song is on the radio and this is happening right in front of me and this is connected to her. So I think if we just stay very aware of what's happening in our surroundings, that connection is there. And if it's a song or if it's a sign, you know, a couple of months ago I stepped out of a place in Manhattan and I thought about my mom and I thought, you know, if she was here, would I say this to her? And this girl was walking, I was on 14th Street in Manhattan, the girl was walking towards me. And she had a T-shirt on, and it said Syracuse. And that was the university my mom went to. And I thought, oh, okay, good, I got it. You know,
there
but
you
it, was, it just happens. You know, it's random. And sometimes it's on a bus that's passing, or sometimes it comes out of the mouth of someone you're standing next to on a line that you're shopping on. And, you know, someone I just, even today on Facebook, someone posted, you know, that their brother passed away and they turned the TV on and the main person being interviewed had the same name as her brother. And she felt that that was her symbol that he's okay. You know, so
right.
Everyone finds their own thing in life. And I think learning the symbols, like, a lot, you know, I was on your program in July and I spoke about, you know, I do some work with coffee. I have some people that are interested in learning about coffee, and that's where you can actually visually show someone in more of a psychic reading what a symbol might look like in coffee. But I feel in mediumship, it is the symbols actually that makes the connections.
What about non-physical symbols that a medium receives from within? Because you mentioned earlier that you are clairvoyant. How do you, or do you believe that someone who is grieving can receive non-physical symbols?
Well, non-physical symbols for me most likely would come through a dream. And I think people have a feeling, you know, like people say it's like intuition. They say it's a gut feeling. But I really feel that you can feel that. And I actually feel that everyone can feel the presence of spirit in the room, or even in a public place. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the middle of grief, it is very hard to feel anything. I've sat with some people that have experienced tragedies, and some people describe it as just a feeling of complete numbness, that they can't feel anything. But I do feel that there is a closeness with spirit, and I encourage, you know, everyone that I work with, you know, speak with your family member, talk to them, you know, and in any way that you feel that you can, you know, if it's just like a mental meditation, you know, if it's just taking out their picture, you know, and looking at them, that basically you're welcoming, you know, any kind of a sign. I am clairvoyant, and, you know, I'm able to see what they're showing me, and I explain it. And, you know, when I have people that ask me, well, what does it look like to you? It could be like a snapshot. It could be like I'm looking at a photograph, just a very quick glimpse. Or it can actually be like a little clip, like a trailer to a movie, where I actually can see a scene of something. And in some instances, I'm actually seeing like a glimpse of their life, or a glimpse of them doing something, like a glimpse of them in action doing something, so that I'm able to express that to a family member. So I believe that people are clairvoyant. I believe that everyone has the type of ability to see something, but it's at what level that they believe that they're able to see it. And clairaudient is what I am as well. And I can hear a name, or I can kind of in a way hear a town. But I can also hear like a nickname, or I can hear a phrase. Someone might have had a catchphrase in their life, and I'm able to explain that. And I can also hear, which would sound like a foreign language to me. I may not be able to place that language, but I can say that the person spoke either with a husky voice or spoke in, you know, with an accent that would not be, you know, an English accent. It would be, you know, maybe perhaps a certain region or area of the country or the world. So that's how I work. I know mediums work all very differently.
Yes, they do.
But, and sometimes, you know, we say, all right, I know how I work, and then I'm thrown something new, and I'm like, okay, where does this fit in, you know?
Right.
So I think, you know, we're learning every day, even as mediums.
Absolutely.
You know, we're tested by spirit in very, you know, different ways. But I do believe that there's a lot of strength in people. And I think that it's sometimes through grieving do they really find their true strength. Would you agree with that?
I do. I really do. We're speaking with Catherine Nadal, certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, on Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. Catherine, I'm really curious. I have one more question for you before we take our first caller. What do you think is the greatest lesson that the other side has taught you through your work?
Well, I can actually say that, answering it in two ways. As being the person who has received a message from another medium as a personal experience, and I actually can answer the same question by saying as the medium delivering a message.
Perfect.
And the category for both would be forgiveness. I do understand from spirit, personally, and also in delivering messages, that sometimes life didn't actually go so smoothly for some people. And sometimes relationships were rocky, and difficulty with communication. And when the person passes on, certain things that were very important in life, or certain things that were happening in life, no longer seem to have that same weight. And there's a level of forgiveness. There's a level of understanding, looking back either on their life or looking back over situations, where that forgiveness comes up in many messages. And we sometimes, as being the person receiving the message, might be remembering it as if it was yesterday. But the person now has reviewed their life and reviewed how things happen, and it's not the same. So I would have to say myself, I've learned that as a very big lesson, receiving messages, but also in delivering messages, because I believe that people feel that. And sometimes when relationships are rocky, it's hard to see everything completely clear. And you see that a lot, at least I have, with sudden deaths, because some people feel that there is not that time to kind of make amends with situations or clear the air, and or to even say goodbye in some references. So I do feel that that does come up, but for me, that would personally and professionally be the biggest lesson that I have learned, that certain things aren't that important anymore, and that the biggest thing that's really important is the love, because it's all about love, and we wouldn't be able to communicate with spirit if that really, that component wasn't there.
That's very true.
So I believe, yeah, everything is through love, and and when they come through so strongly, many times it's the spirit that the person's not expecting to show up, because they want to send that message of having love, or to acknowledge that the person did have that love for that person. So many times that pops in doing a reading, is because that's what happened, you know, that the family member didn't actually feel that that was even possible, perhaps, if the person had a rocky relationship.
Right, exactly. Very well said. Well, why don't we go ahead and take our first caller? The first caller happens to be Kathy, I believe, from Pittsburgh. I'm not too sure. But Kathy, are you there? Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
We have our guest medium, Catherine Nadal, here. Do you have a question for her, or are you looking for a connection?
I was hoping for a connection, if possible.
Okay, Kathy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. What I'd like to do for a second is, I do feel that there's a connection very closely with your mom, and for some reason I feel like she's bringing me back 2 years for you. So I don't know if this is when she's reflecting that she's passed now 2 years, but she's bringing me back 2 years for you. Do you understand this?
Bringing you back a few years?
No, two years. I have an accent. I'm sorry. I'm told that a lot. But I'm going back like 2 years with you. And I feel like what she's saying is that the last 2 years for you have been very difficult. And I do feel like there's a very big closeness with her and her mom. Do you understand this? Because I feel like she's speaking about that relationship as well.
Sort of. Not exactly.
It feels like it's her mom, because she's talking about being very close with her, and she's also talking about you having a sister. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like, in a way, she's saying that you guys are very similar but different, but I feel like her love is shared between the two of you. But I'm not sure if she's bringing that up, because I feel like she just wants to state that. But I feel like she's bringing it up for, like, another reason. So I don't know if there's, like, a thing happening or something, but I feel like she's speaking about that, like, for now, like, presently.
Okay.
So I don't know if what's happening right now with that. But I do feel like she's saying that it hasn't been so smoothly for you. She's giving me a very big impression that you were very good to her. And there's, like, a very big thank you coming directly from her. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like she's saying, like, she's putting her hand out to me in a way like someone would say, no, it's okay. I feel like she didn't want anyone to go overboard for her, or to overdo anything with her. I feel like she's kind of, in a way, like, being humble about everything and kind of saying, like, it's okay, it's okay. this is really in regards to you, though. I feel like she's saying, like, you did more than enough. Like, don't feel like you didn't do enough, because she's saying that you did. And she's saying that it was difficult for her, but I feel like she's not really wanting to speak about her particular health situation. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, she's coming across as very private for me. And in a way, almost like, it's more than humble. It's like bashful. It's like shy. It's like a very private person. And I feel like she's saying, like, you were something about you being very smart. So I don't know, you were outsmarting the doctors or something, but she keeps talking about you being very smart. And it's a feeling, like, I feel like she wants to, like, promote you. Like you're not a nurse, you're like the doctor. So I don't know if you were, like questioning stuff that was happening to her, or you were being her advocate. But I feel like there's, like, she's applauding, like, clapping. Like, she wouldn't have been able to do that. So either you're more outspoken than she is, or you took the ball and ran with it. But I do feel like she's, like, clapping, like, applauding you for that. And I also feel like she's speaking about, like, you should continue that. You should continue to do that. So I don't know if she's saying, like, you should continue to, like, go in that direction, like, you know, do that for a career, or I don't know what, but she's saying, like, don't give up on that. Like, there's an advocacy, like, you need to keep helping other people, and that she's helping you. I feel like she's showing me, like, I don't know if you think you had a dream of her or you're not sure you had a dream of her, but I feel like she wants me to clear this up, that you did have a dream of her, like that was her, or that was, like, she's giving me the sense that you have some doubt if you really did or not, like if you were half in, half out of sleep. But she's telling me that she has visited you. Do you understand this?
No, I don't recall ever having a dream of her, which I always thought that was kind of strange that I never did.
Okay. So stay open to it, though, because I feel like she's saying, like, don't doubt yourself. So, like don't doubt yourself. If you think, just stay, like, with that. Like, don't doubt yourself. Maybe I'm misinterpreting her message to me, but she's definitely saying, like, don't doubt yourself, okay?
Okay.
She's strong. I feel like she's saying she didn't have the voice that you had, but you have it. And she doesn't want, she keeps saying it. She's saying, like, don't doubt yourself. There's a thing with forgiveness, too, for you, but she's not putting it towards her. So I don't know if she's saying that there's, like, a thing happening with other people, but she's just saying, like, it's not important anymore. It's not important anymore. So that to me, I feel like she's, like it's almost like symbolically I'm seeing somebody take the eraser and, like take the chalk off the blackboard, and I feel like she's doing that. So there's a teaching aspect to this, meaning to me that maybe there's, like, we need to teach other people that certain things are not important anymore. So I don't know if someone's stuck on something or someone keeps rehashing stuff, but I feel like she's saying, like, we just need to, like, erase the board right now. Like, take that all away. It's not important anymore. I do feel like she's saying there's a lot ahead for you. She's giving me a very big impression that the road opens up. She's showing me, like, a very big road in front of you. So I don't know if you just need to keep going forward, because I feel like she's saying, like, there's a lot ahead for you. You must be the older of the two. Are you older than your sister?
No.
Your sister's older?
No, she's older than me. Yes.
Because she's putting you up. She's putting you up. I don't know if you perhaps were acting more in charge than your sister at this point when you were dealing with Mom, but I feel like she's putting you, like, in charge or ahead for some reason why.
Well, yeah, a bit.
Okay, because I feel like she's giving me the sense that you were the older of the two. See, that's what's difficult with being a medium, is we're shown and we try to explain. So forgive me if it's not exactly correct there. I do feel like she's patting you on the head, but in a loving way. It's not like, you know that kind of thing. She's saying, like, you're helping someone else now, and she's very proud of it. And I feel like she wants, there's a community feeling here. I don't know if you're helping people in the community or you feel like you need to, but she's saying go open, go ahead with this. There's a very big helping component here, and it's no longer discussion about her. It's discussion about you continuing this movement.
Okay. That's not, I don't quite get that, but.
Okay.
Well, what we normally say sometimes is keep it in your head, keep it in your heart, because sometimes spirit can talk about things, and then tomorrow you'll be talking with someone and they'll go, hey, we've got this charity event, or and something will bring about messages and connection that are connected to the people coming through now. You'd agree with that, right, Catherine? Sometimes
absolutely,
that happens.
Right, yes. I think that's probably why she's showing me like the open road ahead, meaning like keep everything open, you know, and exactly. Like I just feel like she's saying that there's so much more up ahead. Like you may not even realize what's going to be happening in the future, but she's very excited for you. I do feel like her love is very, very strong for you. And I do feel like she in a way is showing me the month of May. And I don't know if that's directly connected to her, but I feel like she just wants to talk about the month of May.
Okay.
And then I feel like, yeah, the month of May, sometimes when they bring up a month, it might have been the month that they took ill, or there's a significance in the family for the month of May. But I also feel like she talks about August. So sometimes that's like a birthday or a passing, or sometimes it just delineates when their health started to change. But I feel like she brings those two things up. And I do feel like she goes to one point and talks about having some difficulties breathing. But I feel like, again, she steps back away from that and, like, doesn't want to move forward with that in any more detail. So I don't know if she did have a breathing issue, but I feel like she touches on it and then kind of doesn't want to go further with that. But okay. That, for me, would be like a chest connection. I respect that. You know, I just pass on, you know, but I also feel the emotion, like she doesn't want to go much further into that. But I do feel like she has a lot of love for you, and she's saying that you're and not to doubt yourself. So I really hope this message was very helpful to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, Kathy. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Let's take our next caller. Linda from Florida is calling us on Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We're with our guest medium for the hour. This is we have Catherine Nadal here. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Linda. It's Angelina. Welcome to the program. Do you have a question for Catherine, or do you the connection?
A connection.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good. You know, I'm getting a very strong feeling of a man with you that's passed on, and I'm actually getting like a man and then another man. I feel like I'm speaking about someone that would be considered your father. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Because I feel like he's speaking with me, but then I feel like there's another man like lined up right behind him. So I don't know if you knew your grandfather, but I feel like he's bringing this up to say that they're very similar and also very close. I'm also getting a very big smoking feeling with them. So I don't know if it was your father that smoked or this is something that was going on in the family, but I feel like the smoking connection is here. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you know your granddad, but I feel like there's a importance. I want to talk about either their last name or what their last name meant, but I'm getting a very big, strong, like, pride culture feeling with the family, with the last name, with the heritage. But I do feel like we're, in a way, like, I almost want to, like, in a way, like, build a ladder with this. Like either we're climbing a ladder or we're going up a family tree with this. But I get a very powerful feeling with this. And I'm getting a very different family from, like, your mom's side. So either they were completely two different cultures or they were two different types of families. But I feel very strong on your dad's side. Does any of this make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I do feel like it's interesting, though, because I feel like your dad, he gives me a very big feeling about working and work ethic. And I feel like he's kind of, there's a very big thing with what he was doing in life. But I also feel like this is a message to you. I feel like he's saying, like, he's very proud of you. And I feel like he's saying, like, that was always important to him, like how he held the family together or how he was able to provide for the family. But I feel like he's very much talking about this. And there's a very big pride feeling with this, but also, like, he makes me feel like I want to talk about ethical decisions or, like, value systems. And I feel like he's, like, the backbone to the family here. And I feel like right and wrong and talking about things like this. And I feel like he's taking ownership for how this was coming from him. Do you understand that? He's giving me this feeling of his personality, okay? And I feel like it's not like just do the job right. I feel like he's telling me, like, don't take a shortcut. This is how, like, you do it. And it's not three nails, it's four nails. You know what I mean? I just feel like he's talking so much about how he was in life. And I feel like he's, like, proud because you've inherited that or you have incorporated that in your life. And I feel like he's saying, like, communication was important. But I feel like there's a sense of continuing to communicate. And I feel like he's saying you do that. I feel like he's saying, like, you talk to him or you call out to him. Because I feel like he's saying it's going back and forth. Sometimes they show me a symbol, and I'm seeing, like, the tennis ball kind of going back and forth over the net. So for me, that's symbolic of, like, there's an open communication. So it's like either you speak with his photograph or you speak to him before you go to bed at night. But I do feel like he's saying that there's a back and forth between you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting, though. He's showing you the color blue very significantly. Sometimes when they do that, they're actually, you know, talking about their favorite color blue. But I feel like he's lining that up in different ways. I also feel like he's talking about a vehicle being very, very important to him. So either this was his favorite vehicle or this was the last vehicle he owned. But I feel like he's bringing up the vehicle as a very important thing for him. Would you understand that?
No.
I don't.
He didn't drive.
Okay. Maybe that's why he's showing me the vehicle. I don't know, but he's showing me a vehicle very, very clearly. He's also showing me the color blue. Does blue make sense to you for that or no? Him not owning a car, and he's showing me a car. I don't know. Perhaps he's talking about you having a car. The way I work, I just repeat what they show me. So maybe showing a car means that he didn't drive. I don't know how to explain that. But the blue seems very, very symbolic. And I feel like he's saying it again, something about the color blue. And I also feel like there is an issue with him seeing, because I feel like he's taking glasses on and putting them off. So I don't know if his vision started to fail or that turned out to be an issue with him. Because when they do that, it's like either he was supposed to have glasses and chose not to wear them, or that the vision was changing rapidly. But that's sometimes what I get for that message. Was vision an issue for him?
No, but he started wearing glasses before he passed, you know, for reading and stuff.
Okay, so maybe he was taking them off and putting them on. Okay. I also get with him that there's a feeling... not really sure what's happening with him. So I don't know if he wasn't really sure what all of his medical concerns were or other people didn't know everything that was happening with him, but I'm just getting the feeling of not knowing stuff. Does that make sense? Like not knowing everything. So it feels kind of vague. And it's just the impression that he's giving me, like it wasn't like very, very clear. This is my actual health issue. Maybe it was a lot of little things. We didn't really know what was happening. But I just get the feeling that it's very vague. And he's not making it much more clear for me on that. Does that make sense to you?
That sounds more like my mother.
Oh, all right. Okay. Because I do feel like one side of the family speaks about having heart issues very clearly, but the other side feels like that you have a lot of people that are passed on, because I feel like there's a back and forth between both sides of the family. But I do feel like one side of the family claims more of a blood pressure, heart-related stuff, than the other. I also feel like we don't know a lot about some of these people as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting. Your dad is really like, he keeps going back to this value thing. And I feel like he's saying for me to tell you that he's very, very proud of the decisions that you have made, but most recent decisions as well. And I feel like he's like with you all the time. This is a very strong connection. And I also feel like he's like very glad that you do your research, very glad that you read up about stuff, because I feel like he's telling me to tell you that you know what you're talking about, because there's a very, very clear message here that he's saying, like, she knows what's going on here. And I feel like he's very, very clear about your morals and values here. So sometimes when they do this, your dad's doing it very strongly to me, so he's trying to make his point across. But I feel like he's saying you're going to be facing some other situations coming up and continue to be the person that you are. He's very, very proud of you, and I feel like he's taking ownership of that. But I do feel like he's saying, like, don't change who you are because you're making all the right decisions. So I hope this reading has helped you.
Yeah, I'm happy. Proud of me. Yeah.
He really is. He loves you a lot. Yeah, you're very sweet. Aww. I feel like he talks about you when you're a little girl. He's telling me like 8 and 9 years old, you know. And I feel like in his eyes you're still that age. And there's like a sweetness to you. And I feel like he's giving me this big impression just to remind you of that. And you know that already, though. You guys had a strong connection.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, thank you so much. Well, thank you for calling the program, Linda. We really appreciate
you
listening to Mediums and Messages. We hope you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have another question for you, Catherine. It comes through email. It says, hello, I have a big question, which involves my brother. He can hear people that have passed away. The thing is, he's afraid. He doesn't know how to handle this kind of situation. Is there something that he can do? He sometimes even scares us when he talks in a different language. We really do need help on this. Can you please give us some advice?
Yes. I've worked with a lot of people that have approached me. They have sometimes their children are indigo children, which is also known as a psychic child. I'm not sure how old that person is, meaning the brother, but it doesn't to me matter what age they are. There's a lot of message circles. There's a lot of psychic mediums that will work one-on-one with someone that is trying to sort out this communication. There's many different things with the parent. I always suggest that the parent look at all their options, go through the medical route to make sure that there's nothing happening medically with the person. But if the person does believe that this is, the person's been checked out, especially with children, that they are receiving communication, to sit with someone who's trained and qualified and certified. But also if anyone really feels that they need to kind of in a way work on this communication, there's the school that I attended in England, which is the Arthur Findlay College, that works with students that do have the gift of communication with spirit. And those tutors actually train the psychic medium to work and to identify and to learn to protect themselves and go through all of this work in a formal setting. So I always speak about Arthur Findlay because I trained there. I feel that they're very, they're excellent. But also there's people here in the United States. You don't have to go all the way to England to sit with someone who's trained and that can show the person, and to help them better understand. I think fear, Angelina, is a very strong emotion. And most people have fear is because they do not understand something. And once you're able to understand something, like I still fear math because I was never really that good at math. So when I see math, I get nervous. But once someone sits down and explains something, that fear is lessened. And then when you know exactly what is happening, then everyone around you actually will have less fear also. So the best advice is to have that person seek out a professional immediately, so that the person can decrease their fear. And, you know, there's a level of anxiety with anything that you don't know enough about. And it also will affect the people that are around you. Mm-hmm. I was a small child, and I started hearing and seeing, and you know, seeing a spirit, and I couldn't speak with my parents. So I definitely encourage anyone to have an open family relationship, especially if the child is involved.
I think another aspect too about it, Catherine, is especially in today's age that, you know, because someone senses spirit doesn't necessarily mean they have to run out and become a medium, you know, and I think
exactly.
that's something,
yeah,
that's something to kind of bring up in this discussion too. And you're right in this particular question, they don't tell us the age of the person. And I agree with you. I don't really think it matters the age. I mean, you and I are different. I never saw spirit when I was a kid, and I actually developed this ability later on in life because of desire to help people. So the age factor to me, and I agree with you, doesn't matter. I think the thing we have to be cautious of when somebody is seeing, hearing, and feeling is automatically saying, you're a medium, go to a school, seek out a professional. I think getting the advice of a professional to say, well, what is it that you wish to do with this ability? Are you just feeling and sensing your loved ones around you? You know, and that's natural. I think, and you'll agree with that, Catherine, I know, that it's natural for you to feel your loved ones around you.
That's right. But it's a huge responsibility, too. And some people do not want that responsibility because you're dealing with people in their lives and their families. And it's a lot, you know, and it's not necessarily for everyone.
Right. But I also think when people feel they have a connection, sometimes they don't even think that it's a responsibility, and automatically they want to become a medium. So you brought up a very good word, responsibility, and you're absolutely right. So I think that your advice is perfect. I just wanted to add that if you do know someone who's getting a connection, it doesn't mean I'm a medium. It means you're spiritually connected to someone and you might be sensing your loved one. And I love the advice you gave about how fear perpetuates more fear. And that's what you speak to beautifully, and their concern about being scared that they're picking up a different language. And I don't know if you've had the opportunity to speak with another certified medium, Janet Mayer, but she started speaking a different language one day and found out that it was connected to an ancient language from thousands of years ago that she's channeling. So sometimes when we're picking up on things, it's picking up something very spiritual too. So I love the advice that you gave about fear perpetuating more fear. And you're exactly right. It's really speaking to someone like yourself that has the knowledge of understanding, hey, what are you picking up and taking the fear away and this big Hollywood thing of, oh my gosh, I'm a medium. Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
I absolutely love that advice. I think we have time for a quick call. Just a few moments left, and I want to give someone the opportunity just to say hello to you if I can get I think Sandra from New York might be on the line. I don't know if the producer can pull her up. He's saying yes. Hello, Sandra. Are you there? I guess we're done with the program. Sorry about that. he's not pulling them up. Yep, I guess they're not there. So I guess what we'll do is we will thank you so much, Catherine, for being here on such short notice and being a vehicle for our listeners to connect with their loved ones. And I want to remind everyone that they have an opportunity to find out more information. Dream Central Station, is that your website.com?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
you can check that out. And she does have a book that's out. And you can also go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org to find out more information as well. Thank you so much for being with us, Catherine. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Angelina. It was wonderful.
And I want to remind everyone, your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.